All right, we're back with Heather Atwood of Food for Thought. And Heather, I'm going to start the same way I did on the previous take that we didn't do. But a week off, 2 weeks ago now, the last time we talked, and you were going to a food throwdown or something like that. So what happened last week?
Well, last week I went to an EPA, Environmental Protective Agency, mm-hmm. however you say that, federal government workshop in the city of Gloucester. Mm-hmm. The city of Gloucester was awarded funds to do this workshop to identify better ways to support their local food system. So I was there for 2 days with a whole bunch of really interesting, really passionate people, people who are passionate about saving this city as a working, viable place, not as simply a tourist destination, to create really good work here, to continue the work that has been done here for centuries, like fishing, mm-hmm. and not just have it be destined to be a museum piece.
Interesting. There's an interesting thing in the Globe today and on Facebook that Anne Malloy of Ocean Crest Seafoods came up with, and the doublespeak that the government is throwing at us is amazing, and we got to get into that someday. But that's a story for another day politically. What about, are we talking fish again today?
No, we're leaving fish. There was some fish in that other conversation. But the other thing I did was I attended something called A Readable Feast. It was at the Boston Public Market.
A Readable Feast.
A Readable Feast. That means cookbook reading. Mm-hmm. So just about everybody who's written a cookbook in the past year was there talking about their cookbooks and demonstrating recipes from their cookbooks.
Okay. I have to interrupt. Is this a dramatic reading?
Mine was.
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah. Not everyone's was, but mine was definitely dramatic. Yeah. Okay. So, so I had been all set to talk to you about Father's Day, mm-hmm. and I had bacon on my subject line.
Oh, my.
So yes. I continued that theme at A Readable Feast, and I demonstrated a recipe from In God We Trust, in which I stuffed little cherry tomatoes with bacon, and they are really delicious. And I'll tell you.
Stuffed cherry tomatoes with bacon. Now, they're so tiny. Okay.
Yeah, it's not all that easy to do. In fact, I use the larger cherry tomatoes when I'm in a hurry, so it goes a lot faster. But I have to tell you, there are so many cookbook authors there, and there are some really fancy ones. Barton Seaver, who everybody adores. You don't know these names, but I know.
I'm learning.
Maggie Batista. There are all these really, what's her name? The woman who did the New England Bed and Breakfast or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, lots of important authors were there, right? And there were tons of them, and they were all shuffling in and out with their food and all this stuff. So I felt, I didn't mind, but I felt like I was a little bit insignificant, except when I came back to the kitchen and I had leftovers from my bacon stuffed cherry tomatoes, and all the kitchen staff started to taste them, and then all you could hear were the, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my, who made these? Oh, my God. So that was my shining moment.
So is this America's Got Talent in terms of recipes and stuff now? Are you on the list? Are you on the A-list?
I don't know if I'm on the A-list, but I had a good time.
Good, anyway, good.
Yeah, so it was fun. Yeah, it was very fun.
So tell me a little bit more about if you had a bigger tomato, put more bacon in it?
No, because there's a pound of bacon in this recipe. You actually cook a pound of bacon, crumble it, mix it with a little mayonnaise, a little Parmesan cheese, a little green onion, and I think that's it. Mm-hmm. And did I say Parmesan cheese? Yeah. And I'm telling you, it is delicious.
Okay. That's all nice and blah, blah, blah. But what's the story behind this?
All right. The bacon.
Yeah.
The bacon is the best bacon in the world, hands down. You will never taste bacon like this. It comes from Amish pigs in Pennsylvania, you know, farm-raised, petted very gently every single day out in the nice, bright sunshine. And then they go to a guy in New Jersey named Doug Keels. Doug Keels is he's a Jewish guy who ended up having this sort of savant-like piece of kind of mind about bacon. It's called Ribs Within. That's the name of the bacon, okay? Ribs Within.
Ribs Within.
And you can only order it online, but you should order it.
Okay.
I met Doug Keels. It might be Kyle's, but I think it's Keels.
Okay.
Through Laurie Lefkin. Do you know who Laurie Lefkin is?
I should.
Yeah, she's a Essex girl, and she's had a cooking show on our cable station for years.
Yes.
She's fabulous. And she and Doug are great friends. Doug goes around the country doing barbecue competitions, and Laurie sometimes helps him out. But his bacon is the thing. And I'm telling you, all these chefs at this Readable Feast kept saying, and what kind of bacon did you use? Mm-hmm. What is this bacon? So that was the piece.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't tell you more. Then there's no more story except Doug is magnificent.
Okay.
Follow him on Facebook. He's really funny, and his bacon is the best bacon in the world.
Okay, and is this cooked so that it's just barely cooked? Is it cooked crispy? Is
no,
it cooked
crispy.
Middle?
Very
crispy.
Crispy.
Oh, that's
yeah.
what I'm talking about.
Very
all right.
Crispy. Yeah.
Okay.
And then crumbled. So.
Oh, okay. I
yeah.
get it. All right.
Yeah. You would love them. You're probably not a vegetable guy, Rick, but I know you would love these. This is the way to eat your cherry tomatoes.
I think we talked about this before. In the 80s, Ronald Reagan made ketchup a vegetable, so I'm all set.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. We're going to make cherry tomatoes your vegetable.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to do, Heather, is I'm hoping at some point you and I can get together and maybe visit a market, these outdoor markets.
Farmer's market.
Yeah, farmer's market.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Someday, and,
yeah.
and maybe guide me through them. Now, there are farmer's markets all over the North Shore.
There are, yes. Cape Ann in Gloucester has one on Thursday afternoon. Rockport has one on Sunday morning. Magnolia has one on Wednesday afternoon. But
okay.
now I'm getting out of, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Ipswich has one. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which day it is.
Okay, so we've got
yeah.
Ipswich, Magnolia, Gloucester, and where, Rockport?
And Rockport and Essex.
Right
Essex
on
has one on Saturday morning also.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the key thing about the Gloucester farmer's market is the fish, too. I mean, not the key thing, but there's
exactly.
also fish.
Yeah, you can get local fish at that Gloucester farmer's market.
Okay.
And I'm just putting this out there. We're working on a little pop-up fish market run by the fishermen. We'll see if that happens.
All righty.
Yeah.
And how's the new book coming?
The new book is good. I go to Boston next weekend for the Boston Jerk Fest. okay, whatever.
Yeah,
right. It's a jerk fest. Yeah, but you must love jerk chicken and jerk like. You know,
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's great. It's a spice. It's a way of treating meat, chicken, or beef or pork with a spice mixture called jerk, and I think it's Jamaican in origin. And there's a community in Dorchester that puts this festival on, and we're going to do a seafood throwdown there. So
okay.
we'll be there making, and there'll be some kind of jerk fish, I'm sure, of some sort. It's really delicious. It's spicy. It's barbecued. You would love it.
I'll take your word for it, and we'll give it a shot. With the story behind the recipe, that's Heather Atwood.